赐智慧启示的灵。
To give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
To shine your light in our spiritual eyes.
帮助我们学习你的话。
Help us to learn your words.
也照着去实行。
And to live out your words.
以致你能向我们显现
，so that you can reveal yourself to us，
更且而且跟我们住在一起
，and to abide with us。
我们求你帮助我们
，we ask you to help us，
赐给孩子口才
，to give us your words，
那使听的讲的都被造就
，so that those who are listening and those who are speaking both receive blessings from you.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们今天主要是指要看马太福音的命令。
Today we're going to focus on Matthew, the commandments of Matthew.
那但是我们还是先读一节圣经。
Before that, we were going to take a look at a verse.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John chapter 14 verse 21。
有了我命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。那。
Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father.And I too will love him and show myself to him.
昨天晚上我们查经班，我曾经当时有一个感动，讲了一个见证。我觉得今天还要再讲。
So yesterday, from the Bible study, I shared a testimony, and I wanted to share it again today.
就是有一个姊妹，她遵守凡事谢恩这一件事。
So there is a sister, who, follow the command to praise in all circumstances.
Yeah, thanks God for every circumstance, okay? Mm-hmm. 为着每一件事来感谢神。
And to give thanks to the Lord for every kind of situations.
因为原来在他们的婚姻中，两个原生家庭都是很不一样的背景。
And because in her marriage, the two of them came from very different families.
那她就是两个人个性都很强。
And both of them were very strong.
但是几乎到了离婚的边缘。
So they were both about to divorce.
但是后来这个姐妹她相信了耶稣。
But then this lady, this sister, she then believed in God.
她的家原来住在潭子，她经常来我们台中聚会。
Even though she lived in 潭子, she often came over to 台中 for meeting.
她说我很看重的是我听得懂的，我要照着去做。
And she said, "What I value the most is what I can understand. I will go out and do."
所以那个时候就是圣经有一句话，凡事谢恩常常喜乐，他就先照着凡事谢恩来做。
So in the scriptures, there's a verse that says, give thanks in all circumstances and to be joyful always. And so she started out giving thanks to God in all circumstances.
因为他做过这样的见证，所以我才敢讲。
And because she gave that testimony, so I can share that today.
她和她丈夫的关系厉害到一个地步，她说他们家的门口啊，常常会有刀痕啊。
And she said it was such a very difficult situation to a place that sometimes you can see by the door there are marks of the knives.Having been there.
感谢上帝保护了他们。
And so we praise the Lord, God protected them both.
可是这个姊妹开始，她就是为着学习，开始为每一件事来感谢赞美主。
And so this sister, so she started out to give thanks in everything.
她的生命有了很大的改变。
So because of that, her life transformed.
那除了在教会追求主以外，
So in addition to seeking God in the church,
那她在她的家或是她在附近的学校也去做课后安亲，帮助那些孩子们。
So in addition to helping out at home, she also helped out for after school activities.
那她的先生慢慢的在看。
And so her husband was watching her and observing her.
啊，她先生慢慢受感动。
And you know, gradually her husband was moved and touched.
那这个太太有好长一段时间也在台中帮忙午餐。
And this sister also helped out with the church's lunch after
Sunday,
Sunday's banquet.
对、
yeah.
那她是召集人之一。
So she was the coordinator to gather people to help cook.
曾经有一段时间。
So there was a time.
孩子在叛逆期，儿子在叛逆期。
Her son was going through some rebellion.
常常学校找她去。
And oftentimes the school just got her to go to school.
她很痛苦。
And she was going through a lot of suffering because of it.
但是她把孩子带到教会。
But she brought her son to church.
但是后来慢慢孩子突然喜欢读书了。
All of a sudden, her son likes to study.
读了大学研究所。
Went on to college and then graduate school.
那在俄亥俄州读公共卫生的博士。
And then now is studying for his PhD in Ohio State University and getting a degree in public health.
那刚才我们 Linda 非常的属灵。
Earlier on, Sister Linda, she was very spiritual in sharing.
她说那个 blessing 很多，她说她喜欢还是单单的说，要看耶稣的同在的喜乐胜过这些外在的 blessing.
And so earlier she said that there are a lot of blessings that she has received recently, and she wants to value the joy from being in the presence of the Lord over the joy from all of her blessings.
那但是圣经里面耶利米书二十九章十一节有一个版本。
So in Jeremiah chapter 29, there's a version.
那个版本讲到的是讲到说神向我们不是赐灾祸，而是要赐平安。
And in that version, it talked about that our God, His intention for us is not to give us disasters, but to give us blessings.
在 NIV 的版本，他说：“我向你们所计的计划是plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to you to give you hope and the future. 要给你们。”就是要向你们所赐的不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
So Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
这边讲了一个字，我想可能有的人说，哇，那是成功神学。
There's a word here, prosper, and a lot of people would think it's the prosperity gospel.
那但是其实神天父不吝惜把他的儿子赐给我们。
And so in the Bible, God didn't even hold back from giving us his son.
那把一切的丰盛都在基督里赐给我们。
And God will give us all the abundance in his spirit.
那我再一点提到那个刚才那个姊妹。
So I'm going to go back to the testimony and share a little bit more about it.
她的先生在工厂工作。
Her husband worked in the factory.
那她在就是有的时候就是帮别人课后辅导或是 就是有寄养的孩子在她家。
So sometimes, she works for after school programs. Sometimes she has, foster children living in her home.
但是当她蒙神喜欢喜悦的时候。
But when she, when she was doing the God, the will of God, and God took delight in her.
她喜欢，他们很喜欢坛子有一个透天处，一个 townhouse。啊，那神就真的赐给他们了。
And so, she was, very interested in a townhouse in her area, and God really gave that to her.
感谢神，我们看到我们的神实在啊是有非常美好的祝福。
We see that God gives us blessings.
我们现在回到马太福音六章三十一节到三十四节。
So let's read Matthew chapter 6, verse 31.
马太福音六章三十一到三十四。我想找到了，请我们在这边来读好吗？所以不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国，他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。那这边有两点很重要。
So verses 31 to 34.
33节很重要。
So do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.Each day has enough trouble of its own.
这边有一个应许，有一个命令。
Here there is a promise, but there is also a command.
三十三节是应许。
Verse 33 is a promise.
那就是要先求他的国，他的义。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
那说这一切都加给你们。
And all these things will be given to you as well.
哦，感谢神。那我想我们真的是很需要天国在我们里面。
So praise the Lord, we really need to have God's kingdom in us.
就公义、平安、圣灵中的喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit.
我们需要邀请耶稣进来我们里面。
We need to invite Jesus to come into our hearts.
做我们的主和生命的主。
To be the Lord of our lives.
King.
To be the King of our lives.
那我们也需要有他的律例法则。
And we need to follow his commands and his decrees.
那他可以设立他的国，公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
And then he can establish his kingdom in us through righteousness, peace, and the joy that comes from his Holy Spirit.
我们要更多的渴慕他的公义，渴慕他来充满我们，掌权在我们的生命中。
We need to seek his righteousness and seek for him to be in control in our lives.
那这一切我们所需的，他会加给我们。
And once we have aligned ourselves like that, everything that we ever need, he will give us.
他叫我们不要为明天忧虑。
He tells us not to be worried about tomorrow.
他知道我们的担子，他知道我们所能承受的。
He knows about our burdens, and he knows what how much we can take.
那他要我们担子，心灵的担子比较轻松。
He wants us, our burden in our hearts to be light.
那感谢神，我们真的是很需要啊，他帮助我们。
And we really need him to help us.
在六章的十九节到二十一节。
So in Matthew chapter 6, 19 to 21.
那十九节到二十一节啊，六章十九节，我们一起来读啊，说不要为自己积财宝在地上。地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来的。只要积财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼来窟窿来偷。我们就读到这。那刚才就是我们听到 Linda 的见证。
So verses 19 to 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
那在刚才我们听到 Linda 见证，我们听到说，哦，他真的是渴慕来更多的与神亲近那个福气。
And so earlier on through Sister Linda's testimony, we see that she really longs for God's presence.
那保罗也曾经讲过，以认识基督为至宝。
And Paul also mentioned that we need to put seeking, knowing God, knowing Jesus as the ultimate price.
那其实在原来我预备今天的讲道是要讲雅歌书啊。
So earlier on, originally I wanted to preach a sermon about the Song of Songs.
但是我觉得先还是讲马太福音，遵守神的命令啊。但是中间我们也可以提到雅歌书。
But then later on, I thought about it. I think, you know, for us, it's very important that we follow the commands in Matthew first, and then later we can talk about Song of Songs.
那但是我们知道，其实，在以色列人，在犹太人中，他们认为有一卷书是非常的神圣。
So among the Jews, there's a book that is very holy to them.
那在我们看来，那是一卷爱情的书。
To us, it might be a book about love.
但是，因为这个人世间的那个爱情预表啊，神与人之间亲密的关系。
And so if you can see from the love on the from human beings, it's actually an analogy for God's love and relationship with us.
那我们看到那个心腹，他后来是那样的满足。
We saw that the bride, she was very satisfied.
他开始的时候，他是这样的一个祷告。
In the beginning, she had this prayer.
她是说，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
She said that, so that you draw us near, then we'll run after you.
那我们这个人是这样，我们先需要主的吸引。
For us, the first thing we need to do is to have God to draw us near.
神有的时候吸引人，刚开始也许是一些外边的祝福。
Sometimes, you know, when God draws someone near him, initially it may be some blessings from the outside.
但是他尝到了那个主甘甜的滋味，那就不一样了。
But when you really have experienced and tasted the grace and the blessings of God, then it's different.
那我自己在大学的时候，我觉得团契里边的祷告会啊，我觉得就是在祷告会尝到神的同在。
And so for me, when I was in the fellowship in college, for me, the prayer meeting was where I could experience that.
那个时候我们读一本书叫《祈祷与神交谈》。
And at that time, we were reading a book about prayer and having a conversation with God.
他特别强调，作者强调说，在两三个人中在一起的时候，耶稣就与你们同在。
And the author of the book kept emphasizing that when two or three people gather together and pray, Jesus' presence is there.
我们就真的尝到那个滋味。
And so we put it into practice, and we really experienced God's, you know, presence.
所以不管第二天有没有考试，常常我祷告会我是一定要参加。
And so no matter if we had exams the next day, for a prayer meeting, I had to go.
我觉得神真的垂听我们很多的祷告。
And so God really answered a lot of our prayers.
像我们聚集的地方，我们祷告神预备了。
So from where we could meet, we prayed, and God prepared it for us.
那个地方住了一些人。
And that place lived a lot of some people.
两三年产生了十几个传道人。
And in the short span of time, of 2 or 3 years, there were about...
后来毕业之后...
After they graduated, more than a dozen missionaries and pastors came about.
Yeah, 有一个嫁到英国。
One married someone in England.
有的在当时还没有信耶稣笑我。
At the time, there were a few who weren't Christians yet, and they were laughing at me.
但是后来在加拿大也做了传道人。
And then later on, they went to Canada and became a pastor.
神祝福弟兄和睦同居。
God blesses places where brothers love one another.
感谢神，我觉得还有一些其他的神真的都祝福。
And there are other...Many, many other instances where God really blesses.
我觉得在我个人来讲，就是我服役的地方。
And for me at the time, another instance was where I was for military in Taiwan.
我是考到了特官、特种役官。
And so I was tested to become an official.A small official.
那个时候，神真的听了我们很多的人，抽到台澎金马东引乌丘我就跟主说，我说无论陆地，无论海洋，耶稣同在就是天堂。
And so a lot of people drew lots, and they were taken all over the places and.For me, I told God that, you know, wherever you bring me, whether it's on land, on at the sea, as long as you're with me, it's heaven.
最后军官受训完抽的时候，我是最后一支签，我没有权利决定我的前途。
So I actually, so when they were casting the lots, mine was the last one, so I had no right to decide for my future where I would have been going.
但是我被分配就是一个经理官科的一个就是一个被服厂。
So where I went was
就是一个被服厂，一个 the product uniforms of the soldier.
Was the place where they produce soldiers' uniforms.
那隔壁就是一个教堂。
And next door there was a church.
我就经常本来起先是上下班，我就经常去教堂。
So initially, I just kept going to the church.
我就跟主祷告说，主啊，如果这个教堂楼上有一个小房间，我可以在那里祷告，你能不能够给我预备？
I pray to the Lord, Lord, if there's a small room upstairs that I can.Use as my prayer room. Can you prepare that for me?
我觉得神真的很恩待我。
And I know that God was graced.
就是在那个房间恒切的祷告。
God gave me that place, and in that room, I prayed
那圣灵充满下来。
And the Holy Spirit came and filled the place.
从那个时候开始给我一个更神圣的渴慕。
And from then on, there was a more, holier, seeking of the Lord.
就是感觉不到神的同在就很不舒服。
So whenever I cannot feel the presence of the Lord, I feel very, unsatisfied, dissatisfied.
所以雅歌里面那个女子也是这样。
And just like the bride from the song, the book of the Song of Songs, that's how she felt.
如果她没有办法看见她的新郎，她的新郎离开她的时候，她就受不了。
When she could not see her bridegroom, and when her bridegroom left her, she couldn't take it.
但是感谢神。
And so we praise the Lord.
圣经里面很明确地告诉我们一条路。
In the Bible, it's very clear that there is a path.
那就是遵守他的命令。
And that is to follow his command.
他就要向我们显现。
And then he will reveal himself to us.
向我们显出他的真实性。
And to reveal, how real he is to us.
那师母的一个同学。
My wife has a peer.
大学同学。
A peer from college.
曹牧师的妻子刘秀慧。
She is the wife of Pastor Chao.
那他说他每天早上起来就是来亲近神。
And she says that every day she wakes up, the first thing she does is to wait on the Lord.
被圣灵充满。
To be filled by the Holy Spirit.
然后就是来跟随耶稣。
And then to follow the Lord.
那感谢神，我觉得这个与神亲近啊，那神就会来帮助我们。
When we draw ourselves, when we come close to God, God will help us.
那我觉得我自己关心的事很太多了。
I know that as for me, there are a lot of things on my mind.
我看到有些人进步很快的时候，他们有一个共同点。
When I see that people improve.And are transformed quickly. They have one common aspect.
就是他们有一个鸽子的眼睛。
And that is that they have the eyes of a dove.
就是 single eye.
Is that they're very focused.
他们能够常常看不见主，他们心里面就没有办法满足。
They are the people who, when they cannot see God.They are not satisfied.
那我觉得有这样的一个渴慕啊，神可以改变一个人很大。
If we have such a yearning for the Lord, God can change us very quickly.
我在这边可能提过嘉玲的见证。
I might have shared this testimony about the sister in Taiwan before.
在这里也提过。
I have shared it here as well.
那个姐妹也去我们台中做过见证。
And that sister also went to Taichung and gave her testimony.
小时候跟学荣在台中的教会。
She used to be among us in the church in Taichung.
主日学。
She was in Sunday school.
后来搬到台南。
And then she moved to Tainan.
那她受过一些苦。
And she went through a lot of sufferings.
读大学的时候父母没有钱供应她。
So when she was in college, her parents couldn't support her.
她就中断了。
So she quit college.
她到去台北工作。
So she went to Taipei to work.
有一群人通灵。
And so there were a lot of people who, there was a group of people who, were into the sorcery.
那她被邪灵附身。
And she was then possessed.
那后来她就找电话找到台中。
And she was looking for a number and she found a number of the church in Taichung.
后来她悔改了。
And through that, she repented.
我们替她医治释放。
We pray for her and ask for inner healing.
我觉得她就是很单纯，有一个能听的耳。
And from her, she is very, you know, she is just very pure, and she has a attentive ear.
进步很快。
And so she improved very quickly.
那她说，我有一次去替别人施洗的时候，她坐在我和我朋友的车上。
One time when I was baptizing someone else, she was in the car, in my friend's car, and we were all together.
那我就问她，你怎么会进步这么快？
So I asked her, how do you improve so quickly?
她说她就是保持一个鸽子的眼。
And she said that she tries to have eyes of the doves.
然后她说她的心田是关闭的圆，封锁的井。
And she said that
封锁的圆，禁闭的井。
She was saying that her heart was the garden locked up, and her well surrounded.
那神祝福她。
So God is able to
给她智慧，给她智慧，给她好的 EQ。
To give her wisdom,
还有好的跟人自己之间的相处
and great interactions between other people and her.
那真的，她就是在他们的公司本来照管12个人，现在管48个人。
So in her company, at first she was over 12 people. Now she's over 48 people.
那我们再看马太福音第7章1到2节。
Let us read Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音7章1到2节。
Verse 1 to 2.
我们一起来读好吗？你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断，因为你们怎样论断人，也让被论断。你们用什么量器给人，也必用什么量器。前面这两句话我觉得很重要。
So Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 to 2. Do not judge, or you too will be judged, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And I think the first two verses are very important.
我觉得这是我们在家庭或在人际关系中很容易犯的错。
And this is something that a mistake that we often make when we're in families or between human relationships.
我们人都很有我们自己的看法。
And as human beings, a lot of the times we have our own opinions.
包括我自己在内。
And including me.
Yeah, 当我们去这样做的时候，我们等于是站在上帝的位置上。
And when we judge other people, we are actually trying to stand, you know, in God's place.
那就不容易有那个平安和谐。
And then it's not easy for us to have.
所以耶稣要我们回转成孩子的样式。
So it's not easy to have peace in that way. So that's why Jesus wants us to turn back to the children.
要我们单纯吃生命树的果子。
God wants us to be, Jesus wants us to have a pure heart and to be childlike so that we can eat the fruit of life.
我们真的要回到起初神给我们预备的，不只是伊甸园那个园子。
We need to go back to what God initially prepared for us, which was the Garden of Eden.
就是给我们一个单纯回来要吃生命树的果子。
To give us a childlike purity that we are seeking only to eat the fruit of life.
什么叫做悔改？
And what does repentance mean?
就是改变我们的心思。
And that means that we are changing our thoughts.
我们的心思意念被改变。
When our thoughts and our, you know, when our thoughts are and our minds are transformed.
我们很容易对人有一个先入为主的观念。
Because sometimes it's very easy for us to have a prejudice against other people.
那个先入为主，英文叫做 preoccupied。
Okay, so the preoccupied prejudices against other people.
神要我们用一个思想来过滤器来过滤我们的思想。
And God wants us to use this filter to filter our thoughts.
是不是清洁的？
Is it pure?
是不是真实的？
Is it true?
是不是可敬的？
Is it inspiring?
是不是有美名的？
Is it of good name?
那假若这些东西不是这样，我们就不要让它进来。
If the thoughts does not pass through all of those filters, then we're not going to let them come into our mind.
我们就是要让我们的心被神保守。
What we need is we need to allow God to protect our heart.
我们的心思是一个战场。
Our thoughts are actually a battlefield.
那如果我们能够靠着高耶稣的宝血天天洗净。
So if we can with the help of Jesus' blood to cleanse ourselves daily.
如果我们真的能做到凡事谢恩。
If we really can praise the Lord in all circumstances.
如果我们真的能够做到要做耶稣的朋友。
If we really can live out a life where we are friends of God, friends of Jesus.
箴言告诉我们，喜爱清心的人，就喜爱清心的人，王必与因他口，王必因他口中的恩言与他为友。
So Proverbs 11 verse 22.
喜爱清心，王必因他口中的恩言与他为友。
22:11。
没关系，其实我们带过去就好。
He who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king for his friend.
所以我们一方面我们的心思被改变。
So on one hand, our thoughts are changed.
我们的舌头被改变。
Our tongue, our speech is changed.
神要用的人，舌头要被洁净。
A person that God will use, their tongue should be purified.
所以神要用以赛亚之前，他看见神的荣耀，神要用祭坛的火烫他的舌头。
So Isaiah, even after he saw the glory of the Lord, before God could use him,God had to take the coals from the fire to purify him.
我们这边也看到，刚才看到的就是说，神要我们不要论断人，但是呢，也要我们就是在七章第一节第二节的时候，他也要告诉我们，你用什么量计量给人，神就要用什么量计。量给我们。
So Matthew chapter 7, not only does it tell us not to judge other people, but it also added on that with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
但愿我们如果以恩慈待人。
So that if we treat others with kindness,
那神就会以恩慈待我们。
And then God will treat us with kindness.
在加拉太书六章，在加拉太书六章七节。
In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7.
他说：“你们行善不可丧志。”
Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. It says, verse 7.
我看看是加拉太书。你们行善不可丧志到了时候就有收成，有这么一节啊。 是几或是六至七节加拉太书
啊，
第九节啊，六章九节是加拉太书六章九节，我们一起来好吗？我们行善不可上志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。我们再读一次，我们行善不可上志，若不灰心，到了时候就有收成。
Okay, verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
那个行善在有一个版本讲到是 do his good will.
So here, the doing good, in another version is talking about doing God's will.
His good will.
His good will.
他说不可丧志。
It says do not give up.
那我知道很多时候我们人有的时候容易灰心。
And I know that for us, it's very easy for us to be worried.
那耶稣也曾经讲过一个比喻。
Jesus once also gave.
耶稣也讲到一个实际的事情，他医好了十个人。
And Jesus also mentioned that the situation that he healed 10 people.
只有一个人有感恩的心。
Only one person had the heart of had a grateful heart.
还有有的时候你去行善的时候，不是那么快看到神整个的计划完成。
And sometimes you're very when you're doing good, you don't see right away. What God's will is.
需要忍耐。
And we need to have patience.
那凭信心和忍耐来承受神的应许。
And through faith and perseverance, to receive God's promises.
那有一个人是一个河南的犹太人。
There's a Jew who has
在二次大战的时候的有一个女士。
Hold on. There is a lady, a Jewish lady who has Finnish.
她是在她叫 Ruba, 她叫 Ruba, 她是一个护士。
Her name is Ruba and she's a nurse.
她的先生跟孩子被希特勒的集中营杀死了。
Her husband and her child were killed by the concentration camp during the Nazis' time.
那因为她是护士，他们把她的命留下来。
And because she was a nurse, they preserved her life.
她要照顾一些人。
Her job was to take care of other people.
可是她看到集中营外面有一些孩子。
And but she saw that outside of the concentration camp there were children.
那有的很饿。
Some were very hungry.
有的可能爸爸妈妈不在了。
Some their dad or mom were gone.
他就先收养一个，就把一个藏起来。
So she hid one child.
他就想办法找食物给这一个人吃。
So she was trying to find a way to feed one child.
起先他自己觉得活的都活不下去了。
Initially, she didn't think that she could continue living anymore.
她觉得没有什么意义。
She didn't think there was much hope in it.
但是当她去照顾这些这个孩子啊，把她藏起来，然后给他们食物，逐渐的，她最后收养，最后帮助了52个人。
And so this woman initially it was just one child, but over the course of the time, she took on more children, and eventually she saved 52 children.
她觉得她活得很有价值。
And because of that, she felt that it was meaningful for her to be alive.
Yeah, 她成为别人的祝福。
And she became someone else's blessing.
其实我们走在亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们也要成为别人的祝福。
And so as Abraham's descendants, we need to be other people's blessings as well.
我们每一个人我们不过是一个器皿，不过是一个导管。
And so every one of us, we are just a vessel, a channel for God.
保罗说我们是一个瓦器。
Paul, in the Apostle Paul said that We are only a potter, pottery.
Yeah, clay.
Clay.
那但是神是那个宝贝。
But God is the precious jewel.
那亚伯拉罕也是如此。
And same thing with Abraham.
神要借着他祝福别人。
So God, through him, God wanted to bless other people.
有的时候我们无心撒种。
Sometimes plant seeds without intending to.
可能我们当时并不知道这个人会有这样的潜力。
At the time, we probably don't know if this person will have the potential.
师母在台湾的时候，我曾经带她去看过一个年轻人。
So when my wife was in Taiwan, one time I brought her to visit a young person.
哦，也不年轻了。
Actually not very young.
她原来是小儿麻痹，几乎不能走。
So he was handicapped and he couldn't even walk.
他说他很害怕上学。
And he said he was very afraid to walk to school. To go to school.
他说厕所很脏。
He said that the bathrooms were really dirty.
那他需要爬着走。
And back in those days, he had to crawl.
那后来他来到教会。
But then he came to church.
教会的人帮助他。
The people at the church helped him.
我骑车送他去医院。
I got on a motorbike and brought him to a hospital.
他的背部脊椎开刀。
And he had surgery for his back.
他学很多艺术。
And then he learned a lot himself.
那他后来发现残障人会被欺负。
So later on, he learned that people who are handicapped were taken advantage of.
他就帮助他们就连接起来。
So he coordinated a lot of people with disabilities.
所以那做了很多的事情。
And he did a lot to help them.
那就是我看他的朋友非常的多。
I saw that he has a lot of friends.
但是当然他因为在那样子的环境中啊，曾经也有一点远离神。
And even in that situation, there was a time he turned away from God.
四个总统都召见过他。
There were four presidents who met him.
他的头脑很有一些创意。
He is a very creative man.
连中国大陆都请他去。告诉他们怎么样扶助贫穷的人。
And so even China invited him over to talk about how to help the poor.
那感谢神，我们看到我们真的每一个人都有潜力。
And so we praise the Lord, we see that every one of us, we have potential.
我们不过是一个导管。
We're just a channel.
在别人人生中某一个阶段成为他们的祝福。
And so we might be a blessing to other people during a stage in their lives.
那另外我们再看马太福音七章十三十四节。
And so let us read Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14.
我们来看看好吗？七章十三节十四节哈，我们找到了，我们一起来读哈。
Chapter 7, verses 13 and 14.
我们一起来读。你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，沼泽的人也少。感谢神。
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it.But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
那感谢神，我们进窄门，走天路啊，是一条窄的路。
So when we walk on the internal path, it is a narrow path.
我刚才讲那个弟兄啊，陈土金弟兄，我要再加一两点啊，再补足一点。
So earlier on, when I talked about a testimony of the person with disabilities, I want to add on a few things.
他现在在灵粮堂聚会。
He's going to church. 灵粮堂。
哎，对，那他也非常孝顺他的母亲。
And he is very filial to his mother.
那他的母亲喜欢做龙。就做龙事哈，就是去龙对。
His mother likes to do agricultural.
已经九十五六岁。
Things and she is 95 or 96.
有一次啊，他就带我和他母亲一起去，还有他的助理一起去乡下。
So one time she brought me, he brought me, his mother and his assistant to the rural areas.
那其实他找事先找人放了一些番薯放在那个地上地里面。
So he asked people to put some potatoes in the fields.
然后让他妈妈去挖。
So his mom could actually get the potatoes really quickly.
挖到了，他妈妈就很快乐。
So when his mom got those potatoes, she was so happy.
Yeah, 因为一个人。年轻惯了就做龙啊，你叫他没有事做，他就觉得没有什么意义。他但是你叫他去挖东西啊，挖到了他就很快了。
So for her, when she was young, she was doing the on the farm, and so when she gets old, you know, if she doesn't do anything, she felt like her life was not meaningful. So, you know, he set up this plot so that she could find food.And she felt very happy, because she didn't know.
那另外我们就是看到刚才这边啊，就是立志遵行天父的旨意。
And then we see here, it says that we're determined to follow the will of the Lord.
在台湾有一个很大企业的老板。
In Taiwan, there was a CEO of a big company.
有子孙有几十个人。
His descendants, there were in the there. He has several dozens of descendants.
那他的企业很大。
And his company was great.
他很喜欢他的小女儿。
He really liked his youngest daughter.
他有一次想要在过年的时候说宣布，他要把他整个的事业交给小女儿来经营。
And so one time during the Chinese New Year.He wanted to announce that he was going to give all his company rights.
主导权。
主导权。Yeah, the leadership position to the youngest daughter.
但是他小女儿已经信耶稣了。
But the youngest daughter already accepted Jesus.
那一天，他们要一个一个人都要拿香拜。
And that day, everyone had to, you know, take on the.Incense and worship the idols.
那他小女儿就说：“爸爸，我已经信了耶稣。”
And the youngest daughter told the dad, "Dad, I'm already a Christian."
我不能拜。
I can't worship the idols.
我可以用其他的方法默祷、默思，可以吗？
I can use other ways to pray silently or to.Think silently. Is that okay?
他爸爸说：“我给你两三分钟。”
The dad said, "I give you 2 to 3 minutes."
让你决定。
To let you decide.
他最后他就跟他爸爸鞠一个躬。
So then she bowed her head to her dad.
他爸爸说：“你知道我的计划，我已经跟你讲了。”
The dad said, "I already told you my plan."
结果他就放弃一切。
So she let go of everything.
从零开始。
She started from scratch.
就在外面开始自己建立一个事业。
And she started a business on her own on the side.
四年以后。
4 years later.
这四年那个公司啊，就是其他的孩子就争一直要争那个继承权。
During that time, all the other children they were all after the inheritance.You know, trying to find out who is going to be in charge of the company.
但是他呢，听到爸爸生病得癌症了。
When she heard that her father had cancer, So she was willing to quit her own job.
陪她爸爸一年。
To walk her dad through that time for a year.
然后教会也有人去祷告。
And then the church also went and prayed for her dad.
她爸爸的癌症奇迹的好了。
And so her dad's cancer, miraculously, her dad was able to recover from cancer miraculously.
那他爸爸说，孩子，你做的决定是对的。
And the dad said to the child that, you know, your decision was right.
他说，我会，爸爸会病，会老，会死。
A father, would get sick, would get old, and would eventually die.
但是你选择了耶稣。
But you chose Jesus.
还好你选择了耶稣。
It's good that you chose Jesus.
所以我也能够相信耶稣。
So now I can believe in Jesus.
感谢赞美主。
And we praise the Lord.
有的时候人的路是窄的。
And sometimes, as Christians, our path may be narrow.
但是神真的是可以就是借着我们走窄路，那而把祝福带给别人。
And sometimes through us going through the narrow path, we can give blessings to other people.
我们再看马太福音十一章二十八到三十节。
Let us read Matthew chapter 11:28-30.
好，我们一起来读。凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们
心里就必得享安息。
我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。这边讲到劳苦。
Verse 28, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
耶稣给我们一个邀请来到他面前。
And Jesus, has given us an invitation to come to him.
让我们的心能够得到安息。
So that our hearts can be at rest.
他说我的心柔和谦卑。
He says, for I am gentle and humble in heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这样你们就心里就必得享安息。
And you will find rest for your souls.
感谢神，神看来，在神看来，安息很重要。
Rest is very important.
那主耶稣盼望我们得到安息。
And Jesus longs for us to receive his rest.
他不要我们背太重的担子。
He doesn't want us to carry on too much burden.
这个世界上有些人很不错，他们的一些想法很不错。
So on earth, in this world, there are some people, they have really good thinking.
但是如果你每一个人都要套进去的时候，有的时候人的压力担子会很重。
But if you want to use their mode of thinking and apply it on every single person, it might be difficult.
那耶稣希望我们的心能够得享安息。
And Jesus wants our hearts to find rest.
希伯来书也告诉我们竭力进入安息。
And so in Hebrews, it was telling us to strive to enter into his rest.
也叫我们歇了自己的工进入安息。
And to put at rest our work to enter into his presence, enter into his rest.
有人说希伯来书的安息就是迦南美地的流奶与蜜之地。
Some people say the rest mentioned in Hebrews is what was referenced in the earlier on when we talk about the milk and honey of the land of Canaan.
那是一个祝福。
It's a blessing.
那是神的同在。
And that's God's presence.
有的时候，当我们肯谦卑。
Sometimes when we're willing to be humble.
那也许遭遇风暴。
Maybe we go through some struggles.
就像有一种树，它长得不高。
Just like there's a type of tree that doesn't grow tall.
棕榈树长得不高。但是在飓风之。
Palm tree.
飓风临到的时候。
But when there's a storm.
它有韧性。
He has the tenacity.
韧性。
Strength, I guess, endurance.
Perseverance.
No, perseverance.
Perseverance. 那能够神有的时候借着苦难。
And sometimes through sufferings.
神把我们这一个人历练。
God, you know, purifies us.
那使我们能够有韧性。
So that we have perseverance.
能够能屈能伸。
So that we can, you know, be humble and to be, to grow with Him.
能够归零。
Sometimes God wants us to reset.
那
reset us, so we start from scratch.
有一句有一个诗歌，倒降杯或许会苦忧。
So there is a hymn. It says, "Humbling experience sometimes." Might bring on, might be sad for us.
但是是神要来倒空我们。
But it's really God trying to pour us out.
把我们里面的己倒掉。
To pour out the selfish, the self in us.
那我而且用他自己来充满。
But then to fill us with Himself.
我们最后再看一节马太福音的命令。
Let us read the last one commandment in Matthew.
马太福音二十八章十八到二十。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 to 20.
感谢神，我们看哈，他说，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So verses 18 through 20, then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. As surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
感谢神。那我想我们很需要神，接受神这个命令。
We really need to receive this command from God.
保罗说，无论得时不得时，我们都要传福音。
And Paul mentioned that, you know, whether the timing is right or not, you know, we should preach the gospel.
那感谢神，他说你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And it says here, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
基督徒是历世历代的人遵行神的命令，不断的传。
So Christians is for ages and ages, people Christians who follow God's commands and to preach the gospel.
保罗神给他的启示是往城市。
For Paul, God's vision for him was to go to the cities.
加拉太、以弗所、哥林多、腓立比等等。
So,
许多这些。
All these cities mentioned in the Bible.
但是 有一些人他们是默默的传道人。
But for other people, they are pastors or preachers, that are not well known.
在山上，在在山上，在少数民族，或是在乡间乡下。
They might be in the, they might preach on the mountains. They might be, you know, preaching to the minorities or in rural areas.
我和我妻子曾经在乡下有。深坑苗栗啊，有大概加起来有十几年。
My wife and I, we were in rural areas for, combined maybe more than 10 years.
我们能够体会乡下传道人的感觉。
We can understand the feelings of a minister in rural areas.
因为年轻人。有的时候在乡下就业不易，就到城里面去了。
So the young people, when it's difficult to find jobs in rural areas, so they all go to the cities.
读书也到城里去了。
When they study, they go to the cities.
那但是有些人他们愿意在那里，我觉得那也很可贵。
And so for the people who are willing to stay behind and be in and preach in the rural areas.That's a very precious thing.
许多欧美的宣教士把他们的一生放在亚洲，放在中国，放在大陆。
So a lot of the European missionaries or missionaries from the United States or Canada, they dedicated their lives to Asia. You know, whether it's China, Taiwan.
我最近看了一个。小鹏的洋娃娃。
Recently, I reread a story.
还有七十个七。
The story was called the
77饶恕。
The doll. Okay, doll of 小鹏 and then it talked about forgiveness. 77。
亚东的剧团的这个这个戏剧的。编导一家人。
So it's the.
就是导演。
Okay, so the director of this this program, this theatrical program.
他们原来在纽约。
Initially they were in New York.
那他们觉得艺术传道很好。
And they felt that preaching the gospel through arts.
Drama.
And drama is very important.
他们回到台湾。
So they went to, they came back to Taiwan.
那对他的女儿可能不容易。
To her, to the daughter, it was very difficult.
13岁。
She was 13.
我买了七张票送人。
I bought 7 tickets to give to other people.
他们就给我一个 upgrade.
So they gave me an upgrade.
那有两张，有一对夫妻。情感正在摩擦。
So there for 2 tickets, there I gave them to a couple who were going through some conflicts in their relationship.
他们从高雄来我们台中啊，寻求医治释放。
They came from 高雄 and they came to seek healing.
Inner healing.
Inner healing.
在我们家住了几天。
And they live in my house for a few days.
那我觉得他们来也带给我们很多祝福。
They came and they brought a lot of blessings.
他的先生是一个很好的技术人员。
The husband is very great at a lot of technical stuff.
会修电扇、音响、冷气。
He fixed a fan, our air conditioner.
他帮我帮师母的姐姐修好冷气。
He fixed the air conditioner for my wife's sister.
Yeah, 那我就请他们也去。
So I also invited them to that.
结果他们把它放在第一排。
And they put them on the first
row. 比我的位置还好。
It was better than my seat.
他们看到非常感动。
So they saw the drama and they were really touched.
我们看到那个小鹏就是彭蒙慧。
And in the story, the character 小鹏，
那他就是小时候，他自己有了洋娃娃， 后来有一个更漂亮的。
So she herself had a small doll, and she saw a better one, a more beautiful one.
那可是邻居很穷。
But her neighbor was really poor.
那天那个邻居就是女儿，就是那么喜欢她的洋娃娃。
And that day, the neighbor's daughter just loved her doll.
那这是这个洋娃娃是她爸爸送给她的。
And this doll was from her father.
她有两个。
She has two.
他就把最好的、最爱的送给了他邻居的孩子。
So she gave her neighbor's daughter the one that she loved the most.
那另外一个他们演的话剧就是饶恕。
And then another drama was forgiveness.
所以他们有两个字。
They have two words.
Forgiving and giving.
And they have two words, forgiving and then giving.
Forgiving and giving.
Forgiving and then giving.
小鹏是 giving 嘛，对不对？饶恕是 forgiving. 那天很感人。
So that day it was really touching.
那我觉得不管神用什么方法，福音要遍及全地。
And I know that, you know, no matter how what ways God uses to share the gospel will be shared.To all the ends of the earth.
不管是城市、陆地、山上、乡下。
Whether it's the cities, the rural areas, wherever.
那甚至网络。
Even through the internet.
我觉得我还是需要被神更多改变。
I think I need to be more transformed by God.
更多的被神的话改变。
To be transformed by God's words.
有更多神的话智慧在我们里面。
To have more of God's wisdom.
圣经上说，训诲发自哪里？训诲要发自喜安。那如果我们更多的理解神的话，活出神的话，在网路上也可以有很无远佛界的影响。
So God in the Bible it says that. God's words will come from Zion. And so if we have a lot of God's words to the ends of the earth, right? Sorry.
在主回来之前
Before God's second coming.
很多很多的事要做
There are a lot of things we need to do.
但是他说他天国的福音要劝遍及全地。
There are a lot of the things that we need to do before God's second coming, but His gospel should be shared to the ends of the earth.
我们可以从我们的自己或是我们的周围一个一个的有影响力。
We can influence ourselves and other people one by one.
感谢神，我们但愿。我们遵行天父的旨意。
We praise the Lord and we hope that we can follow God's.
那他就与我们同在。
And He will be with us.
直到世界的末了。
Until the last days, the end of the age.
Amen. 把荣耀归给主。Amen.
Give glory to God.
谢谢。